The Mind Aware, 671.
Hey, hey, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to leverage the power of mindset to build your business faster. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. As I said, I'm your host. My name is Dana Wild, and I'm the author of Train Your Brain. And if you want to learn how to train your brain, you can do it for free, my favorite price, by going to 60secondworkshop.com. 60secondworkshop.com. For real, it's 60 seconds. I'm not kidding. Go check it out. You will love it. You'll train your brain, make money, grow your business, all that good stuff. So today we're going to talk about productivity or workload time management, I guess you'd say. Here's what happened. We got an email and the person was wondering how to be more productive, get more done. And the sentence that kind of got to me was, she said, "The day immediately gets so busy, it seems like it's over before I get started." And I've had that experience, I know. I'm sure you have too, where you get to the end of the day and you're like, "What happened? I check my email at the beginning of the day and the next thing I know, I'm done." So I wanted to talk about it because there are some things obviously that you can do that are quote unquote productive. And you hear these from people, things like the thing I just said, don't check your email first thing in the morning. Like, we've heard these things before, but there are a few things that I do that I know are really useful for me, and useful for me, not just in a productivity sense, but in an emotional sense. So the first one is I highly recommend to front stack your day. And what I mean by that is do the things that are most important to you first thing out of the gate. And I'll tell you a little story that really drove this home for me. When I was in my direct sales company, I had somebody on my first level who was a really, really busy mom. So she not only had, I think she had three kids, but she was very involved in the community and PTA, and she had the business, of course, because she was on my team, and she had just so many things to do. And she was a very good sponsorer in the business. So she had a very big first level. And she used to talk about feeling guilty that she wasn't doing enough for her team, or feeling guilty that she wasn't doing enough in her business, or feeling bad that she couldn't get the things done that needed to get done in the day, much like what you're talking about here when you write this email, that the day gets over and you're like, I didn't do the things I was supposed to do. So she sat down with a piece of paper and she just asked herself point blank, what would I have to do to feel good? Like, what thing would I feel like if I did this thing, then I'm doing the thing that makes me feel like a good leader with my team? Or if I did this thing, then I'm doing the thing that makes me feel like a good business owner, like I'm doing the thing for my business. And so ask yourself that. When you get to the end of the day right now, you're obviously feeling bad about something. So what are you feeling bad about? What is the thing that you didn't get done that you say, you know, if I would just do this every day, I would feel better? So, for example, for me, it has to do with writing my email. Many of you are on my email list, and I write my emails in real time. They aren't autoresponders, and I say exactly what's happening, give tips and advice, or tell about free events that I'm doing or things like that. And I know when I get up in the morning, if I sit down and I write that email, it doesn't matter if I've done anything else that day. That's the thing that moves my business forward. Communication, engagement, free content, and conversion, because the emails drive traffic to the places where I want traffic driven. So what is the thing that you can front stack your day with? Okay. Then the second thing is make a list of accomplishments each day, every day. because so many times you're actually doing things and you're not even celebrating or giving yourself credit for them. And so even if you have to carry a little notebook, oh, we don't do that anymore. We have phones, right? Even if you have to keep a little notepad open on your phone, when you do something like stick an envelope in the mail that is something, a package you're mailing to a customer, or you make that phone call that was an important phone call that you've been meaning to do, or you watch that webinar that teaches you something, or you listen to this podcast that helps you stay motivated and keep your head in the game, this counts. This counts as an accomplishment. So keep a list of the things like, okay, it's not that I'm getting to the end of the day and I'm doing nothing. I'm getting to the end of the day and I have done a lot of little things, but I didn't give myself any credit for them. I didn't give myself any credit. I didn't give any thought to that. I'm actually doing things that move my business forward. When you keep your mindset positive, you're moving your business forward. And believe me, I'm going to get to that. The next thing I want you to, and this goes for every person who's listening, and I can say this for me too. We have this idea that somehow we have to have our head down working 8 hours a day in order to move our businesses forward. And I remember, again, I'll give a direct sales story. People would come to me and they would say, I'm going to work Monday when I get home from work from 6 till 10 p.m. And then Tuesday, I'm going to work from 6 till midnight. And then Wednesday, when I get home from work, I'm going to work from 6 to 8. And I would be like, oh, no, you are not. Forget that. Put down that you are going to work 30 minutes a day and sit down, concentrate, do your 30 minutes. If you feel like doing another 30 minutes, fantastic. But that's it. That's your work time. And this goes back to point number one, which was front stack your day. The reason to do it this way, and anybody who's ever been on some kind of a trip where you're in a hotel and you're attending a convention or you're on vacation or you're somewhere where you're not in your usual routine, you will be able to back me up on this. Have you ever been somewhere, maybe you're attending some kind of a learning convention, and you go upstairs, you check your email, you tend to business, you get done, and then you go back to the convention and you go, you know what? I just did everything I need to do today in 10 minutes. And so what am I doing spending 8 hours doing that when I'm at home? How many times when we are out of our normal routine, have we just been able to just touch in with our business, get stuff done, move it forward, and we're done? So if you have 30 minutes of focus time every day, 30 to 50 minutes of focus time every day where you say, this is it. This is the time I'm doing a money-making activity. I'm doing the thing I need to do to drive my business forward, get new business. This is the time I'm spending 30 minutes to get new business. You're done. You're done for the day. And if you can front stack that and do that first thing, and when I say first thing in the day, front stack your day, might be first thing in the morning. It might be first thing when you get home from a day job. You don't need to work 6 till midnight. Set a timer. Watch that timer go down. And let me tell you something, you will be productive. So three solid pieces of quote unquote practical advice. Now I'm going to tell you the real advice. Are you ready? Because those things actually work. Like I'm telling you those things because I do those things. But the fourth point I want to make is the single most important point. And that is, remember that you're a brain trainer. Your business isn't built by doing. Your business is built by thinking. If you spend 8 hours a day doing other stuff, doing stuff for other people, and feeling bad about it and saying things to yourself like, I'm not going to make any money now because I'm getting distracted and I'm doing all this stuff for other people. Guess what? Your reticular activating system in your brain, your best friend, your brain is going to say, got it. You aren't making any money. But if you spend that same 8 hours doing those same things and you're thinking, you know what? I love that I'm a brain trainer and I can think really great thoughts and I can think about how the money's coming in and I love that I have time to do things for other people and the money still comes in. I love that this is my time to create and think of new ideas for my business. It's so fun that I can build my business in just 30 minutes. And the reason I can do it in 30 minutes is because I think good thoughts in the other 7.5 hours, in the other 23.5 hours, right? So it's not what you do or don't do. It's what you think or don't think. It's not what you do or don't do. It's what you think about what you're doing or not doing. So think the good thoughts and you'll get the good result. Not because you're doing anything, but because you're having a different expectation. I have an expectation that when I feel good, I make money. I have an expectation that when I spend my day open, feeling positive, dreaming, allowing, expecting more money to come in, thinking the big thoughts, enjoying, realizing that this is how people make money. When you look at the big names out there, the way people make money is they give themselves space to have the big ideas. Very little time implementing. Money is made by thinking and expectation, positive thoughts flowing, knowing my business is built because I'm feeling good. I have all the time in the world to do so many different things. And I love that. I love that my life is so rich and so full of things. And the days go by and I get to the end of the day and I go, wow, this day was so awesome. It was just wow, and it's done. And I can't even believe I'm at the end of it. And I can't wait for the next day to start because it's going to be just as glorious as this one. I love that my life is so rich and so full and it's so easy. And it's so easy for me to make money because I'm a brain trainer. I love thinking the positive thoughts and dreaming and allowing. It's just the best. And you've totally got this.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.